Hi, this is Lorenzo Ferdinand from Singapore, coast to coast and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day podcast.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to show 70 of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs Q&A podcast. Today's question is, what is the real return on social media in your network marketing business? Does it really produce sales and leads? Stay tuned, because that's the topic for today's show. And right in line with that is the question, what can a blog do for your business? What is content creation? How does one really attract leads online to their network marketing business? All of this and more is covered in my Inner Circle Coaching, and you can get the details at jackiealmer.com/coach. All right, so today's network marketing and social media question is, what is the real return on social media for my network marketing business? How do I know I'm not just wasting time? Well, thanks to Raja for tweeting me that question, and you can always tweet me a question at Jackie Almer and just use the hashtag AskJackie, and I'd be happy to answer your question on an upcoming podcast. Well, the answer to that is how to measure social media. First and foremost, have a plan and a strategy. And most people don't when they first get started, and I get that. I didn't either. But you need to have a plan and a strategy. You need to know what you're doing. Otherwise, and most of us can relate to this, it's so easy to get out on Facebook and look up at the clock and go, oh my gosh, 2 hours is gone by and I have nothing to show for it. I've watched 3 cute kitty cat videos. I've watched motivational videos. I've checked in on what's trending, watched people fight about politics. I've done all these things, but nothing that I've done out there in social media really is in any way going to build my business. So that's a big part of it. Have a plan and a strategy, and always do your marketing efforts first before you get out there and get engaged in other type things. So part of your plan may include, you know, groups on Facebook, groups on LinkedIn, posting your content, sharing your blog posts, your videos, your podcast if you're doing one, whatever it is. Now, a second important thing is understand the different platforms and how they work. I wrote a simple social media ebook. You can find it at jackiealmer.com/simple-social-media. And that'll be in the show notes, jackiealmer.com/QA070. But that basically gives you a complete rundown of the different social media platforms, how they work, what you need to know about them, and how you want to get out there and engage on those platforms. You want to figure out which ones are going to work for your network marketing business, for your passion, for those things that attract you, and what your strategy is. That's important because some of them are going to be right for you and resonate with you, and some of them aren't. I have people on my team that can't stand Facebook, and they prefer to market on LinkedIn. I have others who can't stand LinkedIn. They prefer to market on Facebook. I have some who focus on Instagram altogether. It really just depends on you, your individual preferences, and what fits in best with your strategy. Now, no matter what, you want to choose only one, two, or three to start with. Master those. Become really a master of those. And you know what? You'll find when you do that, you might not ever move on. Why? Because you don't need to, because that will generate plenty of leads for you. With nearly 1.5 billion people now on Facebook, I'm thinking you could find a few hundred or a few thousand who might be right for your business. And if you just get started with a few, that's really all you need to do. You want to track your daily actions. This is a big part of it. Where are you spending your time and how is that returning? Are people commenting? Are they engaging? Are they coming back to you? Are you driving people back to your blog? Are you generating leads and signups and those kind of things? It takes a little bit of time, but you've got to get that strategy going first so that you absolutely get it right. One of the ways that I discipline myself is by using a kitchen timer. I set a kitchen timer and I don't spend more than 30 minutes a day maximum per platform. That's really it. And I break that up into time. So I get up first thing, I post to Facebook, I post on my wall first, maybe something motivational, maybe I ask a question, share something trending, ask people what they're doing with their day, whatever it is. And then I get out into the news feed, I see what's going on, I hop over to my team group, see what's going on. I hop over to other groups that I'm involved and engaged with and pages and, you know, begin some passive marketing efforts, and then that's it. And then I'll check back in later in the day as I'm sitting around, you know, maybe waiting on something or have some time to kill where I can't be making phone calls or doing those productive things. That's when I do the other type stuff. So 30 minutes a day maximum per platform. And almost anybody can find that if they learn how to break that up into time and you look at your calendar and you find those dead times where you don't really have anything else going on that you're doing. And then along with your strategy, look at your content sharing strategy. What is the content that you're creating on your blog? What are you doing to drive people back? What are they going to find when they get back to your blog off of social media? Because that's the whole goal. Your goal is not to sell people on social media. It's a social platform, not a selling platform. Get social, engage people, and make them curious and want to click back to your blog. That's why having a blog is so important. And if you've been fearful about getting it set up, I'm just adding the WordPress training tutorials on exactly step-by-step how to do it over at my Inner Circle coaching program, JackieElmer.com/coach. So look at your content sharing strategy. Make sure it's attractive to your prospect. Watch what other thought leaders are doing out there and then emulate what they do. That's a great way to learn. Social media is absolutely an amazing tool when it's used right. So understand passive marketing versus active prospecting and do those income-producing activities first. Never forget that it's social first, so engage your community and see what happens. Give first and then see what comes back. Remember, the show notes with all the resources are at JackieElmer.com/QA070. And again, you can ask me a question at Jackie Elmer over on Twitter and just use the hashtag AskJackie. And if you don't have my Profit in Your PJs report, 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, grab that free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. And until next time, I want you to remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. I want to see you out there on social media, engaging, sharing your blog content, having a good time, and as always, good luck to you in your business. I'll see you out there.